This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're hanging out. Lake Lanier Islands, guys, is where we've been all afternoon. Margaritaville, Landshark Bar, and it's been a fun day out here. And we're going to be here until 6, so if you're headed this way or you're coming out, we'd love to see you guys. Mike, the big news today, and we're going to get more into this in about 15, 20 minutes from now, is that Micah Parsons has requested a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, understand there has been strife between Parsons, his agent, who's not been contacted by the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones. Last week we played those cuts for you, Mike, where Jerry was like, I don't want to pay him too soon. I don't want to give him a deal. So today, Parsons been at camp, but he requested officially a trade from the Cowboys, and the NFL world is buzzing.
Everybody who wants pass rush, you can never have enough, and some teams never have any like us. That's why we're hoping that's going to change with the addition of James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, Leonard Floyd in the short term. But Carl and I said it. We'll get more in-depth in this later as our strong arm story. You're telling me you wouldn't be willing to trade one of the guys we drafted this year and a first-round pick to get Micah Parsons in here?
Done.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a potential comp to – yeah, please, don't get me excited. I'll give you a potential comp to what we might be looking at with the Parsons deal if this is going to happen. Meanwhile, Falcons did practice today, guys. We'll talk with Grant McCauley coming up in about 10 minutes about the Braves and the big game with the Reds. They lost today, but the game everybody's talking about is going to happen on Saturday. That's tomorrow. We'll get into that with him as well as the trade deadline results. Mike, James Pierce, let me ask you this. Isn't he doing exactly what he should be doing right now? And understand this. Jalen Walker's been dealing with his hamstring, right? That's finally been admitted. And Pierce is taking advantage of his time on the field. He's popping. He's flashing.
Yes.
And
yes.
So as much as we've been talking about him, part of it is, isn't he doing exactly what he should be doing?
Yes. I mean, would you rather us be saying he got completely stuffed and knocked on his butt? You know, like he hasn't had a sack. We've already seen, like, off the top of my head, on 11 on 11, three or four sacks from James Pierce Jr. He's been disruptive. He gets in there. He's been scuffling. Him and Bergeron, two guys that likes to scuffle. They likes to throw down. This guy's got the edge. It's everything. Even Coach Ra did this whole diatribe about, we needed an edge. We wanted some edge, some competitiveness.
We drafted it.
More energy, and we drafted it. And I know what I heard. We wanted some stone-cold killers.
Yes, that's what it is.
But I think this guy's got it, man. I think he's that dude.
I do, too. And look, what we're saying is he was a first-round pick. This is what he should be doing. He should look like a difference maker. He should. This team, the way they talked about him and what they wanted and why they drafted him, the why, we always talk about that, he is doing exactly what he should be doing. So I only say that to say when we talk about him, and we have, and we hope to continue to talk about him over the next few weeks at camp, into these preseason games, it's not that we're amazed, but almost the fact that it's rare that guys do exactly what they should be doing. Usually first-round draft picks, Mike, we're like, well, Jalen Walker's a prime example. He's not out there. We're not sure what's going on.
Right.
We're not sure what we have. We're talking about Pierce in a way that we should be talking about a first round.
You want impact. You want your local sports guys who are at practice watching everything telling you this guy's making things happen. You know, and that's it. I mean, period. The other guy, which I just off the top of my head, we were talking about it earlier. You know, there's a couple of players. I'm like, you know, I think you see it. I mean, I'd like to see more from Waters. I mean, from Watts, I should say.
Watts.
Xavier Watts.
Yes.
But who's it? Who's the kid from Oklahoma?
Bobby.
Billy Bowman. Thanks, sorry.
Billy Bowman.
Apologize, guys. I went brain dead on that one. Billy Bowman, I've seen in a lot. And it could be something as simple as in 7-on-7, winning every contested throw, you know, being out there, being in the mix, and also looking for some contact. That's why I said he. just the thing is, like, sort of, even though he was the lesser drafted over Xavier Watts, he might be the more, I don't know, like a Honey Badger type player, which would be great. But getting back to your questions about Pierce, he's doing everything you want to see. Jalen Walker, we know he can be that guy, but again, we can't tell you about him if we don't see him out there.
If we don't see him out there.
That's the only rub.
404-726-0929. You guys can chime in.
And Rook got in a fight yesterday.
I love it.
We talked about some of the things.
Did he beat somebody up?
And that's what I need, because Rook, I need him to be that dog. You got to be the. You got to play like you're the 35th best player, because that's where they drafted you a year ago. He got into it with a offensive lineman rookie named Michael Gonzalez. We talked about Pierce. Look, Pierce and McGarry. That's a scrap made in heaven. Those two alphas right there, and McGarry don't take no ish either.
Yeah, again. This is all good as long as it's getting our team better and getting guys prepared. But I just think sometimes things get heated and get testy. And so this is kind of what's happened. Meanwhile, Caden Ellis, Mike, is the NFL's most efficient pass rusher. Last season, he had 43 quarterback pressures on a career high, 147 pass rush snaps. We didn't realize that because, again, the defense at times didn't look great. But what we're telling you is Caden Ellis, guys, is one of the most efficient pass rushers, not only on this team, but around the NFL. 29.3% of that rate led the league. So he's a guy, again, when we talk about the edge, that's one thing. But if we're going to be blitzing and using him in the ways that they used him last year,
right,
what I think, again, is what Raw did at the end of the season, then he could be a big factor in this sack stuff that we're talking about, too.
And we mentioned Divine Diablo is bigger than he looked like when we saw for some of the
say
video.
Say it like with your chest, Mike.
Divine Diablo, the big zero. He ain't going to be a zero. He looks good. Now, again, I don't, like most Falcon fans, I never even heard of him. I didn't know who he was from the Raiders. But I tell you, he looks the part, and all of a sudden we've got some size and athleticism. And look, I've given up all hope that Troy Anderson will ever do anything again for this team. Just keeping it real. I hate that. Prove
when
me wrong.
Keeping it real goes wrong.
Well, guess what? Prove me wrong. Because every time I see Troy Anderson, what's he doing?
Nothing.
Off to the side.
Nothing.
Just, you know, in civvies. Not wearing pants.
He's not out there.
One thing I am interested in this year, and I asked you about this the other day at Hooters.
Yeah.
And we'll be back Monday and Tuesday.
It was hard to focus.
Georgia. No, but how do you want to see Coach Ra approach the preseason games? Because the reason I bring it up.
Starters play every snap.
Well, not all of that. That's crazy talk.
What?
Joe Person, our buddies up in Charlotte, says that Dave Canales, talking with Pete Carroll, said they're going to play starters the first two preseason games in Seattle. Canales thinks guys will benefit not from the reps, but getting into the regular season routine. So there's a guy who kicked our butt. Well, they outscored us. They beat us in overtime. But they're going to go with starters for the first two. I like that idea.
I do, too.
I don't like the way Ra handles his preseason.
I do, too.
I don't think we're ready to go in week one. And I'll say it to him next time I see him.
Yeah, look, I'm joking, guys. Of course, nobody is going to play the entire every snap.
No, but more than hear about this. If not what Canales and Pete Carroll are talking about, certainly, Carl, more than our baseline last year.
Here's the problem. I felt like we just weren't ready for that first game. You know what I mean? I mean, like, even the Steelers game, we're in it. I get it. We could have won, blah, blah, blah.
And the Steelers weren't blowing because they had their own issues.
They had their own issues. But I don't know, Mike. I want to feel more prepared than I have. And there is the balance. That is the balance of how many snaps is that for Bijan or for Michael Penix or for Drake.
Right.
It could all be different, right? Maybe Drake has had so many good practices where you feel comfortable and you don't have to run him out there. You know him and Penix are on the same page. Okay, get a series. You're good. For other guys, it should be 2, 3, 4 series.
Right, and I know that you will get, and we may not get to see everything, but the 2 days, is it 2 or 3 days? The Titans will be scrimmaging. Usually it's 2. But we'll have those scrimmages when the Titans are ready for us in 2 weeks' time. And sometimes coaches see, they can evaluate through those moments in practice, which are real game-type scenarios. Okay, I can't believe a guy who's only started 3 games, he's only going to play 1 series in the preseason, if that's the case, for Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, man. Find us on social media, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929 as we broadcast live from Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville, Landshark Bar. That's an interesting thing that we're going to be talking about next week. Friday, by the way, first preseason game, as Mike mentioned, against the Lions. Speaking of that, real quick, I do want to touch on this. Coming up, we'll talk with Grant. Anybody on this Trey Lance thing, slow down, okay? He had a good game last night. It's the Hall of Fame game. But I thought Collinsworth, Mike, was going way overboard on how he looks amazing.
I mean, look at his pocket presence. And he's just – the ball comes out with such a zip.
It was ridiculous.
Look, here's the one thing. If you are the Chargers, you can showcase him in more preseason games and maybe trade him for something. You know, or you feel you got a strong backup for your boy. And last year at times, let's be honest, Justin Herbert wasn't 100%. So either way, you're in a great situation. You always want to have a sturdy backup. But if you feel going up against third and fourth string guys who won't even be playing in the NFL by this time next month, you have no idea what you're talking about. I can't imagine. Collinsworth knows better than that.
Oh, he was going off. You guys heard him last night. I had to turn the volume down.
He throws a nice ball. That's why teams were looking at him.
Well, he was like, "This is the Trey Lance we've been waiting on." You mean the last 4 years?
Really?
Since he got drafted?
The guy who played like 10 games in North Dakota, where the hell he was?
Yeah, Mike, I just thought it was overblown. And here's my thing. If you guys are like, "Man, he did look good." Okay, great. Last year, the Cowboys are in town. Dak Prescott gets hurt. You want to showcase Trey Lance? Mike McCarthy didn't do it.
No.
He didn't put him in the game.
No.
And we're like, oh, this is his opportunity.
Nope.
He didn't even play in Dallas. And then they let him walk for nothing.
Right.
So I want to temper that whole excitement thing about, man, I told you Trey Lance is going to be good. It's a preseason
It's
game.
A preseason
game. It's the Hall of Fame game.
A couple of years ago, you and I weren't working yet together, and we had some college, basically a guy from some small college, and he threw a touchdown pass against Miami. Like in the fourth week of the preseason.
Yes.
And we had guys thinking this guy should be right there battling with Matt Ryan. You know what I mean? I said, come on, man, get some perspective.
Cooper Rush was in the game.
What was the guy's name?
Dominic Davis.
Yeah, Dominic. We had guys who thought he was a reincarnation of Mike Vick.
Yes. Cooper Rush was the Cowboys quarterback they put in. I can remember.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get some perspective. Now look, good for Trey Lance if he can find a way to reinvent himself or at least get some eyes on him where there's a market for him and maybe the Chargers do trade him. But, I mean, the guys he's going up against, half those guys won't be playing.
Yeah. All right. With that said, we do have football back. And that was a Hall of Fame game last night. Coming up, Braves general manager spoke last night. What's Grant think about what he said? He talked about Acuna, not trading Ozuna, and more. We'll talk to Grant McCauley next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.